This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military after months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Reuters' Mia Wormsley has more.
Since Saturday, thousands of demonstrators have been camping out outside the Defense Ministry compound in Khartoum, which contains Bashir's residence. Clashes erupted on Tuesday between soldiers trying to protect the protesters and intelligence and security personnel trying to disperse them. At least 11 people died. President Bashir, a former paratrooper, seized power in a bloodless coup in 1989. A divisive figure, he withstood attempts by the West to weaken him. In 1993, the U.S. added Bashir's government to its list of terrorism sponsors for harboring Islamist militants. Bashir has also been indicted by the International Criminal Court over allegations of genocide in Sudan's Darfur region during an insurgency that began in 2003.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormsley. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was taken into custody today after Ecuador ended his extended asylum at the country's embassy in London. The United States has submitted a formal extradition request for Assange. He's accused of accessing U.S. classified information by illegally hacking into government databases. But British Foreign Office Minister Alan Duncan told reporters Britain would not extradite Assange to the United States if his life were at risk.
That is our broad policy all the time in all circumstances. So it equally applies to Julian Assange that he will not be extradited if he's going to face the death penalty.
Assange was carried from the embassy Thursday shouting at onlookers. His lawyer told reporters Assange had predicted his arrest. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting South Korean President Moon Jae-in for talks Thursday at the White House. The two leaders will focus their talks on the goal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A spokesman for the Dalai Lama says the Tibetan spiritual leader could be released from a hospital in New Delhi on Friday. The 83-year-old Dalai Lama has been undergoing treatment for a chest infection since he was admitted on Tuesday. A spokesman says the monk is feeling much better and will soon return to Dharamsala. The Dalai Lama won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his advocacy for greater autonomy in Tibet. China has denounced him as a separatist. European Union leaders departed from a summit early Thursday morning after agreeing to an extension to the UK's withdrawal from the bloc. Britain and the other 27 members agreed to allow the UK to delay its EU departure date until October 31st. And U.S. federal prosecutors say they have a suspect in custody in connection with three church burnings in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana. The churches were historically African-American churches burned between March 26th and April 4th. Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning.
21-year-old Holden Matthews, who is a resident of Opelousas, has been arrested. He's been charged with state crimes by the State Fire Marshal's Office, Louisiana Revised Statute 1452.1, three counts of simple arson on religious buildings. Each one of these charges have a maximum of 15-year penalty.
St. Landry Parish Sheriff Bobby Goodrose says the arrest was the result of intense work by fire marshals, local law enforcement, and federal investigators.
This case was solved because of the men and women that were assigned were competent and driven to make an arrest. This case was solved because of the boots on the ground and the butts in the air.
President Trump says more troops will be needed on the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are entering the United States. Speaking in San Antonio Thursday, Trump specifically blamed the problem on Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Colombia. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.